The hoofprints Danielle followed led her on a 3-day meandering loop southwest around Fort Smith and deeper toward the heart of Indian territory. On the third evening, she had heard distant gunfire and followed the sound of it. Then she spotted a black rise of smoke, which guided her to the burnt hull of an abandoned wagon. The bodies of an old teamster and his 4 mules lay scattered among the ruins. Danielle took note of the jagged upthrust of rock standing above a sunken basin of brush and sage. The hoofprints she'd been tracking led in that direction. While there was no reason for the riders to have tarried here, she still played it safe, swinging 50 yards to the west so that she would ride in with the sinking sun to her back. At the embers that were once the wagon bed, Danielle kicked through the teamster's load of scattered bolts of cloth and hand tools. She shook her head at the pillaged remains. Whatever the old man had carried in his pockets were all the outlaws could have found any use for. What had this gotten them, she wondered. A twist of tobacco, a few dollars, maybe the old man's rifle or pistol? The senselessness of it angered her, and she kicked at the spoilage on the dusty trail.
Go for your gun. Try it, Peckerwood. We ain't above shooting you in the back.
Danielle froze for a second, and then turned her head slightly.
I'm surprised you haven't already. From the looks of that old man, back shooting is your strongest suit.
There's only one reason we haven't. I want to know who you are and why you've been breathing down our necks the past 3 days. I don't like people following me. It always spells law dog or bounty hunter to me.
Following you?
Danielle took her chances on turning a bit farther around. Facing them now, her hands were poised chest high, but still able to get a fast grab on her Colts.
I wasn't following you. I was leading you from behind.
She leveled her gaze at them, inching her hands down as she spoke.
I figured if there was any bushwhackers or renegades running loose, I'd hear them killing you and get myself a head start out of here. Better you than me, I always say.
Well, hell, I can't argue with that kind of thinking. There was a couple of plow jockeys back along the trail. Don't suppose you ran into them, did you?
Yep, our paths crossed. They told me what you did to them back in St. Joe, then again in Tracy Sidens.
No kidding. What did you tell them?
I told them they better kill you the first chance they get, or else you'd be causing them trouble the rest of their lives.
I never mentioned it to you, Dunk, but last summer there was a young gunslinger kicking up dust across the territory. He had green eyes and went by the name Daniel Strange, and he rode a big chestnut, just like that one right there. What's your name, mister?
My name's Danny Dugan, mister. What's yours?
Never mind my name. That's pretty close, wouldn't you say, Dunk? His name's Danny. Gunman's name was Dan. Both have green eyes. Both ride a big chestnut.
You saying this is him?
I'm saying everything about him is awfully familiar. We all heard that young gunslinger got himself carved to death by Comanche Jack Pierce. But we could have heard wrong.
You didn't hear wrong. I heard all about that gunslinger myself. Comanche Jack Pierce cut him to pieces over a car game. He died outside Mobiti.
Danielle jerked her thumb toward sundown.
For all I know, that might have been his chestnut. I bought her from a stable owner when her owner never came back for her. Now that's about all the explaining I plan on doing here. Besides, if I was a gunslinger wanting to hide my name, I could do a lot better than changing it from Dan to Danny. Don't you think?
Well, he got you there, Sip. I figure he just bumped the pot on you. Now, you gonna call him or fold? Tell you the truth, I like the man's style. He ain't afraid standing there, knowing any second we might pin a couple of slugs to his chest.
Yeah? Well, I don't believe him, and I sure don't like him. For my money, he's the same one who...
As Sepp Howard fell to the dirt, Danielle leveled her Colt at Duncan Grego before his hand could even close around his pistol butt.
I wouldn't do it if I were you, Dunk.
Duncan Grego shot a glance at Sepp Howard lying dead in the dirt, then cut his eyes back to Danielle as she punched the spent cartridge from her Colt and replaced it with a new round.
What the hell did you do that for?
I could tell he was getting ready to go for his gun. Why beat around the bush about it?
She slid the Colt back into her holster.
Anyway, I knew we weren't going to be friends, he and I. Now, what about you?
I'm Duncan Grego. That was Sepp Howard. I don't think he even saw what hit him, and he was more than a fair hand with a gun.
Can't tell it by looking.
Danielle walked over to Sepp Howard's body, stooped down, and rifled through his shirt pockets, taking out a twist of tobacco and a small fold of sweat-dampened dollar bills. She refolded the bills and stuck them down into the pocket of her riding duster.
You want his pistol?
No, it didn't do too much for him. Oh, what about that money, though?
If you wanted his money, you should have shot him yourself.
No offense, but I believe you're as crazy and wild as I am.
Well, too bad this fool didn't see it. Might have saved him a fast ride to hell.